says that that the machlokes in the Mishnah really comes from Sukkim, what's called a Pesach in Sukkim. Anything bigger than that, come on, that's not a Pesach. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda said, I have a pasuk that the second version of Gemara is saying, they both agree that of course the kedusha of the ulam is not the same as the kedusha of the Pesach of the heichal, but he has a pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda says, I got a pasuk that says that that the opening to the ulam is also called a Pesach. So where is that in the Gemara? If you want, I'll tell you. Rabbi Yehuda Nami kedushas ulam lachod, kedushas hech lachod. He admits there are two different kinds of kedusha, and the reason you shech the shlamim in the azara is because it's in front of the hechal somewhere. You know, the whole azara is in front of the hechal, but not because of the, and that pasuk is talking about the opening to the hechal. But he's got another pasuk that's talking about the opening to the ulam, and it's called a Pesach. This is why Rabbi Yehuda says the opening of the ulam is also called a Pesach. Because it says in Yechezkel, a Pesach ulam habayis. Now, there is no such pasuk, right? It says el ulam habayis. No.
Yes.
Right. And then later it says el Pesach habayis. Right. Both psukim say bayis. First one says ulam habayis, and the second one says a few psukim later, it says Pesach habayis. So that means, the way I'm understanding from Tosis, he understood it to mean that he brought him to a place called the ulam habayis, and the second pasuk when it says Pesach habayis, the word bayis is just shorthand for what we said a few psukim ago. So we really mean the ulam, and it's as if it said El Pesach ulam habayis, because it's just right. Doesn't want to repeat. Just, you know, if you get a good writing teacher, they say don't use the same words in the whole paragraph 16 times. Alternate, say or, say otherwise. Don't say alternate or right. So it said El Ulam Habayis, and then it said El Pes. No, it said, yeah. Right. It said Ulam Habayis. Then it said El Pesach Habayis, and Habayis is shorthand for Ulam Habayis. And here it says Pesach, and we're still talking, when we say Bayis, we're talking about the Ulam like we were before. That's how he understands it. Rabbanan say, Ihava Kosav, El Pesach Ulam, if it said the word Pesach Ulam, Kiddik Amrat. So, you'd be right. Hashadachsiv, now the second line is the one which we don't get here. Hashadachsiv, now that it says, El Pesach Ulam Habayis, which it doesn't say, right? Habayis, the whole thing means Habayis hapasuach leulam. It means the bayis that opens into the ulam, and it means the entrance to the Beis Hamikdash, doesn't mean the entrance to the ulam. Now, in order to find out what we don't understand here, we first have to find what we don't understand in Tosfos. Look at this Tosfos. I want to start from. Okay, read the whole text. Is that is not pasuk. Well, Marie and the Re says the Matzino dechsev. It does say ulam abayis. Uvekroch rinan. Three psukim later or something. Siv it says pesach abayis. V'havi keilu nichta behedya. It's as if it said in one pasuk bechad kro pesach ulam abayis. Each pasuk is shorthand for the other. And you're supposed to think of them together. Now listen to this. What Tosfos says the Rabbanan said back to him is not what it sounds like it says in our Gemara.
Okay.
And you got to figure out why Tosfos changes around. But Ka'amre Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, E kasa pesach ulam kida ka'amra. Those are the words of Gemara. Right? Rabbanan said, if it would say pesach ulam, then you'd be right. But why does the redo this for us? Pirish, you know what he means when he says if it would say Pesach Ulam, you'd be right? He means Shaloha Yakasa Bishamakam Ulam Abayas. If it never said the words Ulam Abayas, you would be right. That's not, those words are not in the Gemara. He says when the Gemara said, when the rabbi said to Rabbi Yehuda, you know, if it would say Pesach Ulam, you'd be right. They mean to say If there was no phrase anywhere, Ulam Habayis, you would be right. So the Maharsha says, why did they feel necessary to change that or add that? The Gemara is very clear. It says, but would say Pesach on the word Ulam. So you'd have a point. But that doesn't say Pesach on the word Ulam. That's what the Gemara says, the point. But first of all, then the next line doesn't make sense in the Gemara. And for some reason, Taisus feels it necessary to say, when he said, if it's a Pesach Ulam, you're right, he really means, if it never said Ulam Habayis, you'd be right.
It's
totally different than what the Gemara said. So the Maharsha says that if there was the real kach on Rabbi Yehuda, is the way the Rabbanan see it is like this. He said, you know, Habayis is just shorthand for Ulam Habayis, and the word Ulam Habayis means to him the Ulam. They get more to the doorway of the Ulam, and later the Habayis also means the Ulam. And that's it. It's 40 by 20, and but they understand the phrase. They say you'd be fine if there never was a phrase together of Ulam Habayis. Since the Ulam has a new name, it's not just Ulam; it's the Ulam Habayis. So they say, once that phrase is anywhere in the Torah, in other words, when they say the words in the Gemara, if it said Pesach Ulam, you would be right. The point isn't if it said Pesach by the word Ulam, you'd be right. That wouldn't be enough to make you right. They mean if it said Pesach, good, we'll look at it as if it's one Pesach. Pesach Ulam Habayis. If it said Pesach Ulam and stop there, you would be right. Once it says the phrase Ulam Habayis together, so here it called the Pesach Ulam, there it called the Pesach Habayis, and meant to Ulam, that's fine. But once it says the phrase Ulam Habayis, we think the word Ulam Habayis means, the opening where the bias opens into the Ulam.
Inside the building.
Yeah. Since there is a phrase in Tanakh, Ulam Habayis, that the Ulam is just a secondary thing to the bias, so then when you even if you slap it all together and say Pesach Ulam Habayis, we mean the entrance to the Ulam. Oh yeah, the entrance to the Ulam, but not the entrance from the outside to the Ulam. The entrance from the inside.
Isn't that not what you were suggesting the other day?
Well, maybe, but it doesn't really matter where he was standing. Okay. I'm not so mocking where he was standing. But the point is, when they say to him, if it said Pesach Ulam Kutamrap, they don't mean if it would say the word Pesach next to Ulam. They mean if it would stop there and not ever say the word bias next to Ulam, then you'd have a point. You could even put the Pesachim together. If here it said Ulam and here it said Pesach Habayis, we put it all together, make a Pesach Ulam Habayis. But because it says something called an Ulam Habayis, then when you throw the Pesach there and the word Pesach, it means the Pesach of the bias that opens to the Ulam. That's how they see the Pesach.
Okay,
let us go further from there, and someday we'll see the Pesach like that, maybe.
Okay.
Okay. This Pesach about that a shlomim's got to be by the doorway of the Ohel Moed, the Mishkan Ksiv. It says by the Mishkan. So why are you using measurements in the Beis Hamikdash at all? And why does anyone stretch it to the Ulam of the Beis Hamikdash? It's not talking about the Beis Hamikdash. Ashkan Mishkan the Ikri Mikdash. We find that the Mishkan is called a Mikdash, a Mikdash, the Ikri Mishkan, and the Mikdash is called a Mishkan, and therefore you can learn a halacha from one to the other, and therefore if it's got to be by the Pesach Ol Moed, then it's got to be by the Pesach of the Mikdash, and it must be that the Mikdash has a Pesach, and that the openings there are called Pesach. If you don't say that we automatically learn halachas from one to the other, shlam shishachin kadam sichas dalsa sahechal psulin. I skipped.
Yes, what?
Hadi amar Rabbi Yudah and Shmuel. This that Rabbi Yudah and Shmuel said. At shlam shishachin kadam sichas dalsa sahechal psulin. He says the the shlamim that are shechted before they open the doors to the Heichal Apostle, what does he get there from? Shenema, because it says that pasuk we just talked about, v'shachtu pesach ol moed, and that means v'sman shesukin, only when it's open. Lo v'sman sheinulim, and not when it's closed. V'kiksiv hahi, when is that written? The Mishkan ksiv. So that would be two halachas already that you'd say, it's only better Mishkans and not better Mikdash. And we take for granted both of them that you have to shech the Shalom in the Azara and that it's got to be after the doors are open. We take for granted that by the Mikdash too. You see, that's a rule. Any halacha says by the Mishkan, by the Mishkan is by the Mikdash. So if it's got to be by the Pesach, then the thing in the Mikdash must also be called the Pesach.
The guy's question?
Yes.
So if this pasuk, which is rightly discussing the Mishkan,
yeah.
Why does Shmuel say that we have a concept of it being opened and it being closed? I mean, there was nothing. There was no doors in the Mishkan.
That's right.
So why do we? How can we say like
he's
closed?
Talking about? He's not. He's talking about the Beis Mikdash. That's the reason. Why is Shmuel talking about doors?
Oh, he is talking about. But
yeah.
But
so you see that he at least Shmuel.
But it says B'Mishkan.
That's right. That's right. So you see that Shmuel takes for granted that halacha says that a Mishkan is applicable also from or halacha says but either is applicable to the other.
Okay.
Ella, I like to learn the halachas, and why is that? Ashkan Mikdash to Ikri Mishkan, because we find that the Mikdash is called a Mishkan. And we find that the Mishkan is called a Mikdash, and that's why you can assume one halacha goes to the other one, because there ain't no Mishkan and there ain't no Mikdash. There's a Mishkan and a Mikdash in the desert, and there's a Mishkan and a Mikdash. And Yishalayim, they're both called both. Mishlam and Mikdash, Ikri Mishkan. We understand where we find a pasuk where the base of Mikdash is called with the word Mishkan. Because it says by the brachas mechukosai benosati mishkani v'sochem, I'm going to put my mishkan in your midst. Now they already have a mishkan. And he's talking about Eretz Yisrael, so he's talking about the base of Mikdash. Ela mishkan the ikri mikdash, but where the mishkan in the desert is called the mikdash minolam. Where is that from? Ilemi midichsev if he's say because it says benosu kahasim no seha mikdash. They're going to travel like second or third or wherever they fit in there. They travel after two camps and after the walls and the drapes are going on the wagons already. Then they travel, the Kahasim, no semikdash carriers of the Mikdash. The Hekimu and the other ones who left already will set up at Samishkan Ad Ba'am before they come. So it uses the word, they're carrying the Mishkan there, it's called it carrying the Mikdash.
No, maybe carrying a Mishkan, an assembled Mishkan.
Oh, it's a disassembled Mishkan, but the word no say a Mikdash.
I think I'm missing something. I'm sorry. We start off with this Haki Kativ, Haki Kativ, Ahi a Mishkan Kativ. I mean, you say Ashokah Mishkan to Ikri Mikdash, or Mikdash to Ikri Mishkan. You made a statement there that these two words are interchangeable.
That we find them interchangeable in the Torah,
right?
So we say, okay, we know one way, we found it right away. Okay, we're looking further away.
But then it says further down, Eila Ashkechan Mikdash to Ikri Mishkan, and Mishkan to Ikri Mikdash. We make the same statement again, but we begin with the Eila. It's like we had something in the middle, which is like full.
I don't see, where do you have the same statement?
We're six lines up. Six.
One, two, three, four, five, six. That's the statement. Where is it again?
Six
lines above that.
Mishkan Ikri
Mikdash. Two, three,
four, Mikdash. Five, six.
Mishkan.
Right.
Why does it? I understand what the middle section is doing there. Why we just say Ashkam Mishkan Ikri Mikdash Mishkan, and then it should bring these pasukim?
No. Middle section is saying that we learn halachas from one to the other.
So why is there an Eila here? Eila Ashkam Mikdash Ikri Mishkan Mishkan Ikri Mikdash.
The Ela means but you must say what we said before. We have just proved what we said before. If Shmuel takes for granted that you learn halachas from here to there and there to here,
Therefore, what we said before must be correct. Which is verified.
Yeah, the Ella goes on the Kasha. It doesn't go on the Teretz. The Ella goes on. What I mean, it says by the Mishkan. So the Ella really goes on that. It doesn't go on the Teretz. It goes on the Kasha. What said before. The Ella goes on that. I know we said it right, but first we said the Teretz, and then we said our proof to the Teretz, and then we said, so you must say, like we said, that's what the Ella means. There's a text somewhere that says, it has a list of different meanings for Ella, and where it is, but Ella doesn't always mean exactly the same thing. Ella, but we must be right. That's what it means over here. Asher Mikdash Yikri Mishkan, the Mishkan Yikri Mikdash. And the reason we're using Ella is because we're going to question it in a second. So we're saying, oh, you forced me into this, huh? But it ain't so simple. Asher Mikdash Yikri Mishkan. We found. Okay, but where is the Mishkan called the Mikdash? And if you tell me the Pasuk, V'nasu Akasim Nosei Mikdash, it's not that Pasuk. Ahu Ba'arung Siv. That pasuk, when it says they carried the mikdash, means they carried the most holy item, which means the aron. Elamehacha, but from here you have that the mishkan is called the mikdash. It says v'asu the mikdash had to be sofer.
Okay, so going back to the pasuk you quoted at the bottom of the first amud.
Unless I have another pasuk for this Ella over here. The Ella is leading up to the question. Ella, but that was what you said. We only understand half of it. I'm not sure.
Right,
so how do they do it? I didn't see the English one today. Only saw the Hebrew one. Mr. Roth, are there any Hakshem on meat that you avoid buying? No, okay, good. So we're going to get some halal meat for that. We want to see how they do the Ella, right? Okay, let's see how they do the Ella.
They seem to connect it to what's coming up.
Oh, you have the English?
Well, at least in the English.
Yeah, so maybe that's a lead up to the Kasha. The Ella is really... Ella, we don't understand the second half.
Okay, it says, rather, we must say the laws of the temple could also be derived from this verse, since we find scripture temple is also
written, so it's going
as the Gemara before. Now explains.
It's going back to before. Okay. Oh, but the Ella, as we have to... Oh, there's two steps to the answer. We learn halachas, and why is that? Because it's written both ways. So... So we're saying, but don't tell me that's not true. We do learn halachas, and now I have to substantiate that by showing where you're right both ways.
Okay, I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda never showed how he concluded the connection. He just assumed it, right?
I don't know what you mean.
When Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, right, that I can derive halachas about the Beit HaMikdash from the Mishkan, he never proved anything. He just said, here's a puzzle. So now we have to go and we have to show each correlation. We have to show one direction, we have to show the other direction.
Yes, right? I was bothering me why Shmuel is a better proof than Rav says Vishak to Pesach Ol Moed, right? So you see, he thinks you can learn from Ol Moed to Beit HaMikdash. I say, well, he's right because Shmuel said so. Oh, okay. I don't know if Rav would like that. That I don't know why this is better than Rav himself. It's just showing that not only Rav thinks that way, Shmuel thinks that way. So don't pick on Rav and say it's only his attitude. It's Shmuel also holds
up. But Rav didn't prove it, though.
Well, nobody proved it.
Right, nobody's proven it yet, right.
Well, we're just saying Rav and Shmuel hold the way, and we're saying, well, why do they hold the way? So it must be because of this. Okay, anyway.
So a question on the bottom of the page. Where it discusses the Kehatim being no say Hamikdash.
So is that the place you see the Mishkan called the Mikdash?
But
no, it's not, because they're talking about the Aron, not the whole building. Ahu.
The carries of the Mikdash. Yeah. Referring to
that one. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's pretty clear. I know why that wasn't right away.
Okay.
This is a step. A new step. Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Yehuda. You still thinking about the Ella? That was you working over there?
Yeah, yeah? Okay.
Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Yehuda. Both according to Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Yehuda. Lilfu mi Pesach Shar HaKlatzer. Why don't you learn when the Pesach Shar HaKlatzer? Lilfu, they should learn, like the word Upan and Yalfinon and means learn. Lilfu, they should learn mi Pesach Shar HaKlatzer, from the opening of the gateway to the whole yard of the Mishkan, which was bigger. Dichsiv orech hachatzer, the length of the chatzer is mea ba'ama, is 100 amas. Verochav, and the width of the chatzer is chamishim b'chamishim, and the Gemara later will say why it says it that way. And the width is 50 by 50. B'koma, and the height of the chatzer, means of the curtains, is chamish amas, is 5 high. That's pasuk number 1. Uksiv, now it goes uksiv, and it says V'chamesh esrei amah kloyim la'kosev, and there were 15 amas of drapes on the shoulder. The shoulder means on the side of the doorway. Uksiv, and it also says a parasha or two later, v'la'kosev hashenis, and mizeh umizeh l'shar chatzer, and on the second side and on both sides of the gate of the chatzer, kloyim chamesh esrei amah, there were 15 amas. So, what's left in the middle?
Yeah,
it's 50 wide, and you got 30 taken away, you got a 20 wide doorway. So, ma lahalan chamesh berochav esrim, and that gateway was 5 high by 20. Avkan chamesh berochav esrim. Why don't we say over here that it could be, Rashi says the question is only from the width, why can't you let a doorway here be 20 wide without a tzuras of Pesach? My answer is Pesach Shar HaChatzer Ikri. It's called a Pesach Shar. Pesach Shar is different than a Pesach. It's called the 20 wide thing by the yard is called a Pesach Shar, opening of a gateway. Pesach Stama Lo Ikri. It's not just called a Pesach.
Yeah, well, where do we see it called Pesach Shar?
That's what the Pesach Pasuk said. The third line of the Gemara. Lilfu mi Pesach Shar HaChatzer. They only called it that way right away because that's what the pasuk says. Because it says
what pasuk says?
Let's find it.
No, not here.
It doesn't say where the pasuk is, but it is a pasuk. Does Rashi say where the pasuk is?
It's shah hatzer. It doesn't say petach shah hatzer.
Let me see. Well, the one we quoted doesn't say it anyway.
I think it does. If it doesn't, then I don't understand.
It's shah hatzer. It doesn't say petach shah hatzer.
Oh, here it is. It's over here. It's not the same pasuk at all. It's Bamidbar.
Pesach. It's Rashi. So look at the Rashi, the fourth line of the big line, the fourth big line Rashi. Vikri Pesach. It's called the Pesach. The Tzivah is Kali Echotzer. It's Masach Pesach Shar Echotzer. So the parash is Naso. So Naso, it's called Pesach Shar Echotzer. Do they have the whole pasuk here somewhere just to validate that? Is that a ches or a hey? I have here.
Where in Rashi?
The fourth line of Rashi. This is
the
one
in my version.
No,
over here it says that it's in Bamidbar.
Yes. The Parsha Naso. There it is.
Okay. Okay. Didn't say the
so it's
the Gemara
saying that it's a
it's only called Pesach Shar. It's not called Pesach. Now you see the Gemara is taking for granted that whatever you need in this fourth side of your Mavui has to be called a Pesach.
Well, okay, but the whole thing we started it off and we started off being quoting a pasuk that said it's called Pesach Ohol Moed. It's just called Pesach.
Well, it's
so
it's a Pesach to something.
So this is a Pesach to the Shar.
No,
the Chatzer.
No, it's not a Pesach to the Shar. It's a Pesach Shar to the Chatzer. It's not a Pesach. It's a Pesach Shar. It's a gateway. It's a different thing than a Pesach.
Oh.
And for some reason we take for granted that your mavus can't have a Pesach shar. It's got to be turned into a Pesach. They're taking that for granted.
Pesach shar. Oh, I see. They go together.
Yeah.
Not shar ha chatzer, but Pesach shar.
Ha chatzer. Right. Same, if you want, they'll tell you, Kiksiv Kloim Chamesh Esrei Amah. Now we're going to turn the pasuk inside out and say, it doesn't mean what we've been taught from the beginning of what's symphony. If you understand, you know what it says, 15 Amas, Lakasef, to each side, Begovahu Dixiv. Oh, that's the height of the curtains. And it doesn't tell us the width of the doorway.
What?
We just told it. No.
No way.
It makes sense because.
Gova? What are you talking about, Gova? Hook, Simba, Koma, Chama, Shamas. It says
that
height was fine. Ahu, Mizfas, Mizbeach, Lamayla.
Oh, right, because we just read this a couple of weeks ago. It couldn't have been five. It was like way too low by itself.
Yeah, so that, well, it depends how you read it. Ahu, Mipeth, that five means from the Mizbeach and up. The Mizbeach was 10, it was five higher than Mizbeach. So people couldn't be walking around the street watching the Kohen working, standing on the
right.
So it
was really 15 high.
Yeah, so shall we stop here?
6:30?
A little more, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. So Rabbi Yehuda mipitzcha shel ulam gomar? Does Rabbi Yehuda really learn from the Pesach of the ulam? Or Tanan? But the Mishnah says it in the Mishnah. Nobody argues. It says, "Varochem yetzer amos yimait." Anything wider than 10, you got to make less. Below Polig Behuda, Behuda doesn't argue. Om Rabaya, Baya says, Polig Bebraisa. He does argue in a Braisa. The Sanya, we heard in the Braisa, "Varochem yetzer amos yimait." Behuda Omer, and it's Tzarech Lemait. He doesn't need to. But Lev Lugumas Nisan, let him argue in the Mishnah. Polig Begova. He argues in the height, and you're supposed to figure it out. But who are they in the Rakhba? And same thing on the width. Let's just do a drop more and leave us dangling in Akasha. He's still going to tell me he learns from the Ulam. But Sani, we have a Brisa. Mavi Shugabo Mechav Ama. You might, just like our Tana. Mavi, that's high in 20 Amas. Make it lower. Rabbi Yehuda Machshirat Mem Benon Amo. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't care if it's 40 or 50. B'tani Bakapara, and Bakapara's version of the Bible says Ad Meya. He doesn't care if it's up to 100. So Mishnah with Bakapara Guzma. Bakapara doesn't mean much. Okay, let's just stop. Not anymore.
Say goodbye, Mosh.
Oh, goodbye, Mosh. How do I stop recording?